I'm Chad Owen, the annuity sales coach. In 2007, I was $150,000 in credit card debt, and now I've written over $155 million in annuity production as a solo producer. I make my own calls, schedule my own appointments, do my own follow-up, and I'm actively in the field just like you. If you've hit a rough patch in your business, you're not alone. I've helped agents overcome and find success on a daily basis, and now many write over $1 million or more each month. Let me help you do the same. Buckle up, it's time to go to school with the Annuity Sales Coach.
Hello everyone, this is Chad Owen, the Annuity Sales Coach. Welcome to today's podcast, and man, did we have a great live event. I know that was a little while ago, but I've been on a vacation for a week or so. I can't remember exactly when I left and when I got back, but I am back, ready to knock it out of the park. As you know, I love taking time off, and I need to take time off because I push really hard. And I want to share something with you that I kind of recognize with myself, and it's something I think we all need to be very, very aware of. When I'm going and going, like the first day of my vacation, I actually was kind of useless. I did a lot of nothing, and it's because I push to the point where I'm just so exhausted, so tired that I'm not functionable. So what I did is, obviously my wife was very concerned because, you know, she doesn't usually see me like that. And I don't know why, because I had just taken a vacation probably a month or so ago. But what I started realizing is I can't get to that point again. I need to be very cautious of how I tend to my abilities and strengths and weaknesses. And what I realized is, even with my voice, and you can still tell it's still not quite fully there yet. So I'm trying to get that back to the normal, because in our industry, when, you know, for myself, when I'm doing podcasts, I'm on the radio, I'm talking to agents all the time, I'm talking to clients all the time, I have my staff, I have to have my voice. If I don't have my voice, I am pretty much worthless. Obviously, I can work on things, which I do. I work on training materials when I am trying to rest my voice, because I have all these great ideas that I want to start to roll out over the next month, 2 months, 3 months. These are all handouts, training courses. These are things I want to continue to help the agents in Retirement Realized Agents Academy get better and better at what they do. I constantly am adding new material. And the reason why is because once you get through a certain phase, and I love it because I was actually just talking with one of our large IMO BGA organizations that we partner with. We continue to partner with large IMO BGAs, and we help train their agents. So they give us a big block of their agents, and we give them, some of them we even white label. So we'll take our material, we'll white label it for the IMO BGA, and we continue to train. And they know we can train because we're not interested in recruiting. We're not interested in trying to get a cut of the deal. We're just there to help train agents. Well, anyway, so I'm talking to him, and he goes, wow, I didn't realize that each of these roadmaps, we have 8 different roadmaps, each of the roadmaps are different. And he goes, this is even better than I thought. And I love it, because he loved the fact that we had the one roadmap and we were able to help get someone going into the, let's just say, appointment process. And so we get them, or whether it's the overcoming objections. I mean, there's multiple roadmaps that we have. So he thought we just had that one thing, which was incredible. But then when he found out we had 8, it was even better. So I have to continually make material to make those more and more productive for agents, continually adding new material as well. But what I want to say is, I started to realize I need to take a break from the standpoint of things that I don't need to do. So I am actually going to be hiring most likely I'm going to be hiring a personal assistant. I already have my executive assistant, but there's a lot of little things I do for the academy, little things I do for other organizations, ministries, that I can actually have a personal assistant do. And the reason why I'm saying all this is, it's so hard at times. I don't know how it is for you, but for me, it's very hard to release things because I think I have to take care of it. I have to be the one to do this. I have to be the one that makes it right. And what I'm learning as I get older is, it's more important to empower others to do things. Yes, allow them to make mistakes. Allow them to take chances. Allow them to make a little risk here and there, because I remember how many times I had to do the exact same thing. I took a chance. I took a step out. I mean, you guys know my story, $150,000 in credit card debt, having to learn how to do these lead systems, having to learn how to sell annuities. And initially it was life insurance. I was consistently taking a step out, consistently putting my neck on the line because I was trying to figure out how this business works. But now, years later, so I'm into my 16th year of this business, I think I've got the machine running really well, but then I really don't because it can even be better. It can be even more refined. It can be more productive. And how do I do that? I have to get more people on the team. Right now, we actually have 6 employees. And what happens there is most of those, 5 of them are for the Academy, the Retirement Realized Agents Academy. Only one is my executive assistant right now, and she doesn't do anything to help with the annuity side of business. I still make all my own calls, make my own appointments. I run my own appointments. I fill out my own applications. And so I still do all that, but I'm starting to think about little things to make me even more productive because I'm at $17.5 million for the year. And I still have a full week of appointments coming up. I have an event that I'm going to speak at with another large IMO BGA, and I'm going to try and help their agents as well. But the point is, I need to start to release some of the things that I know other people can do so I can move on forward myself. And I think a lot of times when we're trying to figure out how the annuity business works, and I'll use this example, I'll talk to an agent and they go, yeah, I'm using Facebook. I'm trying to get people to get me to help them with their retirement and write annuities. And they're actually trying to figure out the Facebook algorithm themselves instead of spending a little bit of extra money and really finding an expert that can do it far more efficient. I remember when I first started trying to figure out Facebook, I spent probably $2,000-$3,000 just doing the advertisement, trying to get them, you know how you can buy it's really buying contacts. You have to buy the number of people it can reach. So I went up to like 60,000. I picked up probably 200 or 300, 400 likes, which isn't a big deal because not one was a sale. So I'm trying to figure this out. I'm spending all this money and I just wasted all that money when in reality, I could find someone who's an expert in that area. I actually know a guy who does the Facebook leads. He basically targets your area. And yes, it takes 2 to 5 weeks to start to get the leads to come in, but they're all in your area. And the beauty behind this is we're trying to figure out this system when in reality, or I was trying to figure out this system when I could have just delegated that. You know, I even think about things like my personal finances or my business finances. When my executive assistant came on, I was trying to show her how to do this, and she had to figure out a lot of it on her own because, quite frankly, I had an accountant that could help with QuickBooks. I didn't know much about it. I knew a little. Now she's an expert in that, so I don't even need to worry about my finances anymore. I don't even need to check things. I don't need to make sure bills are paid. She takes care of all of that. I can think about even when I was learning how to do radio. I could personally contact any radio station. I could write my own scripts, which I am very involved in the writing of scripts because basically what happens is I give an idea that I have to the person who writes the scripts. They write the scripts and then masterfully, I mean, they do it way better than I could, but I can give the content, but I still take someone who is an expert in that area and they make the scripts, they make the radio script way better than I ever could. I'm actually working on my 4th book right now. My first 2 books I finished and I had to have an editor go through the entire book multiple times trying to make sure everything sounds right, everything's spelled right, the grammar's correct on all the books. And quite frankly, they even reworded some of the ways I said things because quite frankly, a lot of times it was either early in the morning or late at night and I would say something and I was like, what the heck did I just say? I'm not even sure what I meant right there. But the person who's doing the editing checks it and goes, hey, you know what? This we could reword it this way and it makes a lot more sense. We can't be afraid to delegate. Now you say, well, I don't have the money to delegate. Okay, I get that. I totally get that. But a lot of times we don't have the money or we need to delegate because what it cost us is far greater than what it would cost us if we didn't delegate. And a lot of us don't want a big office. You know, I'm not real big into, I want 5 or 6 agents under me, but I don't know. I'm starting to think that if I can work on my little area, my Austin and San Antonio, and train maybe my son-in-law, who's an expert at what he does, he's getting better and better. He's eager. He's young. I mean, he has the energy that I wish I still had. But he can actually start to learn how to do this business, and I can get him into it. Maybe I could get a couple people from a church who I think are really excellent in what they do, and they have a good drive and self-motivated. What would be wrong with trying to pick up a few more agents and expand in this local area? Now, I have no desire. I used to own an IMO BGA. I was 50% owner in it. I have no desire to go down that road again. I would much rather train 100 agents than try and recruit agents. And it's not because it's wrong. It's just something, I love training agents. I love that moment where there's no attachment from the standpoint of, hey, I got all your contracts. I just don't operate that way. Now, I'm going to say just a side note. If you want an IMO BGA to be fully committed to you, you need to be fully committed to them. And I don't know why I'm going into this, but I have all of my contracts with my IMO BGA. And I have for years, for well over a decade. And I've always committed to one organization, because that one organization commits right back and has always helped me, always made me better. So whatever your IMO BGA is, I would highly recommend that you consolidate. So you don't have 3 or 4, you maybe have 1, possibly 2. Maybe. I mean, even having 2 can be complicated, because it's hard in our industry to track your businesses, especially when it's all over the place. It's hard to know where you need to go to get your brochures. I mean, I go directly to insurance companies for brochures, but a lot of these BGAs have an incredible system where they make sure you're fully stocked. But how can they be fully committed to you if you're not fully committed to them? That's a whole nother side note. But once again, it's real important that we understand what our limits are. Now, I talked to a lot of agents. They go, well, I'm only working 20 hours a week. Okay, then you can afford to keep pushing. But if you're only working 20 hours a week running appointments, then that means you can spend 20, 30 hours a week studying, getting better, signing up for Retirement Realize Agents Academy, doing the Pro Plus, the Inner Circle, and getting better and better at what you do, becoming an expert at what you do, making sure that when you get in front of that client, you make everything count, because you get one time to make a first impression, period. Your first impression is everything. They can either look at you and go, hey, you know what? This guy really knows what he's talking about. Or they can go, I don't want this person helping me at all, because they fumbled over everything. They didn't have the right product brochures. They didn't have the right illustrations. How would they know that? Because if I meet with them next, they're going to see I had illustrations, I had product brochures, I had everything necessary to help them. When I leave that appointment, they can still continue to be educated. But how can I do that? So right now, I actually have one of my representatives or my employees actually puts together my kits. I used to do that myself, but they put together my kits. So I'm gone for a week. I come back and I have a full, I have a full cabinet of kits that I have available to me. And I didn't even need to worry about that. But what is the better time? I had someone one time tell me, take the number of hours you work, take what you make per year, or if you just want to break down per month. Some of us don't necessarily write something in a month, so I would say per year. Take the approximate number of hours you work per week, and then divide that. So let's say I made $300,000 in 1 year, and I work 50 hours a week, and I take 2 weeks off. So I basically, let's say I come out to a number at the end where I work, I don't know, even know what the numbers would be, but you're just basically 50 hours times, 10 months, and then you would divide that into the amount you make. And let's just say you came up with, you make $200 an hour. Why would you take the time to make $200 an hour, but then also do something that you could pay someone $15 an hour to do? You see what I'm saying? I mean, I'm trying to tell you that we need to be efficient with our time. I used to do that with a car wash, and I obviously do that now, but I'd go, okay, I always have big trucks. Big trucks take a minimum of 2 hours to wash the car. I used to make $20 an hour, so that'd be $40. I could pay someone $15 and I could get my truck washed. It was much more efficient for my time. So I still made a surplus of $25 an hour because I delegated that. Well, when I delegated that, what did that do? That allowed me free time to make more money or, most importantly, enjoy the money I already make. I am huge into enjoying what I do. What good is it to make all this money, help all these people, but then you don't even get to spend time with your family, your kids, your wife, your friends, go on vacations? It doesn't even make sense. I want to experience life. I don't want to just exist. And so that's why I think it's important to go into delegation. Make sure you're making the most of your time. Once again, if you're not a member, sign up. Retirement Realize Agents Academy or TheAnnuitySalesCoach.com. Either one. You go to Pro, Pro Plus. If you go to The Annuity Sales Coach, you can see my podcast. You can see my blogs. If you go to RRAgentsAcademy.com, that's where all the memberships are. And I'd love having you on board. So I appreciate your time, guys. Have a great day. Happy selling.
Thanks for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out Retirement Realize Agents Academy. Visit our website at raagentsacademy.com and enroll in our coaching program today. We've helped agents double and triple their business through the systems and strategies we have in place. As a member, you have access to countless documents, webinars, independent courses, and one-on-one coaching time with me so we can diagnose your business and come up with a plan to get you closing more sales and helping more clients. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast and follow me on LinkedIn at Chad Owen. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Annuity Sales Coach. Like, comment, and ring the bell for more free training, and follow me on Facebook at Retirement Realize Agents Academy. This podcast is sponsored by Aegis Financial at 800-579-7923 and Annuity Agents Alliance at 888-742-4368.